thank you so much for listening to the show today. Tomorrow we will have Meatheads of the Week. We will have our fight of the day. And our fight of the day will consist of Jake Kemp versus Mike from Duncanville. Whoa. So we will have Jake join us tomorrow to relive some of that live action. I can't wait for that, because that was one of my top moments at the ticket, seeing Jake accept the challenge and dominate in the challenge, in the build up and everything that went with it. It was almost like a fight in Vegas with all the weigh-in, preliminary interviews and all that stuff. So we will break that down and review that tomorrow at 11:10. Do we have Dan and Jake there now?
Believe.
What do you mean?
Hello, hello. Do you read me?
I do.
Yes, I've contacted, we've talked to Trey
and
on
they
the
don't.
Air.
They don't read.
We need to find other things in the house to count.
Guess
because
Trey's,
being in the house, I'm looking around.
Trey looks down at the board and sees nothing but good things.
I don't think you guys can hear each other because you're all four talking right now.
Oh, really?
Let's
well, figure
go.
It out, Trey.
Dan, say something.
What's up? How's your mom, Saroy?
Jake, say something.
She still in on that QAnon?
Okay. Donnie, say something.
Something.
Norm, say something.
Something.
Okay. Their show is funnier than our show.
So what are they saying?
Can hear everybody?
Julie,
no,
say something.
Can hear each other.
Fix this ashtray.
Hi.
You guys should be on air right now. You guys are talking.
Oh, no,
we well,
should be.
Oh, we should well, be. I'm sorry.
We'll do 3 hours of should be radio.
I feel like it's my
that's
fault.
What we'll do.
My
we'll
bad.
Do.
3, 4.
Yeah.
I didn't get that producer gig. You guys are jerks.
So hold on.
What
Norm and Donnie.
It was our fault.
Yes.
Norm
hello.
And Donnie,
hello.
Could you not hear Jake and Dan?
Oh,
hey,
no.
Look, hot off the presses, I have a report from the WHO.
Julie, you can't hear
this
Jake and Dan,
should
can
be over tomorrow. We
he won. Can you hear Jake and Dan?
We should not be dealing with
yes,
this.
Yes, everyone,
anymore.
Tweet at me, at Gray Donovan. Can you hear Jake and Dan?
Who can hear
Let's take
who?
A quick poll, right?
There's no way this
can
is
they
on
hear
off.
Us?
Can no, you, no, not, no. Hear, no, you not hear Donnie and Norm?
I hear everybody.
We can hear them.
Okay,
what
they
are we yelling about?
Trey.
We're yelling
quiet.
About you not hooking it up correctly.
Yep.
Jake and Dan can hear Norm and Donovan now.
Oh, yeah, we could the
we
whole time.
We heard the whole time.
Okay, Norm
we're
and Donovan,
up.
Can you hear Jake?
Yes.
And,
okay. We cannot. No.
Oh, they can.
No. No, we can't hear them.
No.
So only one of us is docking
somehow
right
this
now.
Is, being blamed.
Oh, there we go.
This
there we go.
One person
we have
is docking,
now.
The other one is
okay,
not docking.
Okay, hold on. You got us, Donovan?
Yes, I hear
all
you,
right.
Dan.
Trey,
Jake,
let's join us on the air.
Jake, what's up? Can you hear
what,
Dan?
What did you do?
Press program 3.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
So it wasn't our fault.
So program 1 and 2, you figured, let me dust my hands off here. We're good to go.
Are we going to... just step up and say, yeah, that might have been my bad.
You know what, man? There's a lot of buttons, a lot of things going on.
So you're not.
Well,
you're
not really.
No. Take responsibility.
It's not really a lot. No. I mean, you did 1 and 2 and stopped at 3, yeah. So it's not.
So
you
you're,
know,
you're,
you didn't stop
you're,
at 1,000 at
you are
3.
You're not going to publicly take responsibility.
I
here?
Take responsibility.
Okay.
Publicly. Thank privately, you. No.
Like,
yes.
In that
that's
moment,
not, that's not the right thing to say.
In that moment, you were yelling at Jake and Dan that they should be on.
I feel like
that could have been the moment that you pressed 3.
I mean, you guys aren't on. I've done everything I can.
You should be on. Well, yeah,
Mike. Maybe we have a different fight of the day for tomorrow.
Yeah, really.
So Jake, did you hear that? You're going to join us tomorrow at 11:10.
We heard
I
everything
did.
You said. Will okay. this bump Bob's e-brake?
I control
Bob,
who
Bob
gets the e-brakes.
Say what?
I control what e-brakes George sees. So.
Oh, the gatekeeper!
Look at the power of the chair.
The gatekeeper. None of us could ever just email George.
No,
audio.
It's impossible.
There's no other way to contact George.
You know, I'm not going to produce their show for them, so maybe we'll do this if we have time. But I think they're like you could do an entire Friday night show of just quarantine e-breaks between dogs, pizza,
yeah,
connection issues, people not listening because they can't see each other.
We need an auto-tune song with all this.
I mean, bountiful the harvest this week.
Yeah.
Too much for one segment.
I can't wait to go back and listen to our show at the point where Norm lost connection during our movie review. I've never seen a 180 turn so quick from what we were discussing.
Yeah, we're like, Gone with the Wind was pretty good. Yeah, it was interesting. Wait, Norm, you're not there? Donnie, I'm like, oh my God, kill me.
It's the worst thing I've ever laid my eyes on. Then Norm's back. Oh man, I give that thing 6 thumbs up. All right.
Teacher leaves the room. Yeah.
Such a heel turn. Man, that was such a wrestling moment that we had.